Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM dial. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iTunes Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, whatever, I'm botching it. But we're available in so many ways. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Join us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. And Nikki, I realized it's been 2 years since Josh Harris became the owner of the team.
Yeah. It's been a heck of a 2 years.
It's flown by. Oh, my God.
Hey, Nikki, one thing Josh Harris needs to do, seriously, he's had this team for 2 years.
You're going to give him life advice here?
Yeah, he needs to expand. He needs to expand the media room in Ashburn, okay? That's the smallest media room in the NFL.
I second this fully.
I mean, it's ridiculous. What are they doing over there?
Smaller. I don't know. It gets smaller every year. We used to have the whole annex, and then they cut it in half. So the team content folks, they need space too, obviously. But, yeah, they cut it in half, and it kind of gets smaller and smaller. But I fully second that.
I mean, I was over there for, JP was there too, over there for minicamp and Dan Quinn's, you know, daily presser. I mean, guys were tripping over camera wires. I mean, there was no seats for people. There was like 9-10 people standing in the back of the room. I mean, come on, Josh, hook it up.
Yeah.
All right, so Nikki, so we have you on a couple things. I want to talk about McLaurin, but first let's just get this name change thing out of the way. Not that it matters. Our audience knows. I actually think they shouldn't have changed the name. I'm embarrassed by it, but they did. The money spoke. They pulled the advertising. We lost. We took the L on it. The idea that Josh, I don't even think Josh wants to put it back, to be honest with you. But the idea that the president can interject himself and force this, I think he's just talking trash. It's just the whole thing is nutty. I can't believe we're going through this. Do you think there's any world where the owners even want this to go back? Because I actually don't think they do.
At this point, no. I mean, and they said flat out they're not going back. I mean, it feels like the reason they changed it, I mean, unfortunately, it wasn't because it was, you know, perceived as racist, which is, it's a dictionary defined racial slur, the old name, but the reason they changed it was because of sponsorship money. It was purely a financial reason for why they changed it. Sponsors threatened to pull out if they didn't. Mayor Bowser threatened to not help them come back to D.C. if they did not change it. So, no, they've said flat out they're not going back to the former name. And Josh Harris said, in February, that Commanders is here to stay. They had a really good season as Commanders. They're starting, in their mind, a new era. People have bought in. I mean, we did a poll in February, and I think around half of folks in D.C. actually like the name now, whereas, you know, most hated the name a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nikki, do you sense frustration from Harris and the other owners that they weren't even the group that changed the name? That was under, you know, the Rivera and Snyder as he was going out era. Like, they just inherited the weird name, and now they're getting blowback about it. Like, they didn't even change it. They're just kind of like the victims of circumstance surrounding the name change.
I've never gotten the sense that they're frustrated by it. It's probably not the name they would have chosen, but it is a complicated process. I mean, all the names that I think so many people want, there are trademark issues. You can't just choose like Warriors or Red Wolves because you want it. You know, people have trademarks on these things. But I think they're ready to move on from the name debate for sure. They're trying to find ways of like honoring the past without, you know,
right. They're trying to appease
the
people.
Name controversy.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to thread the needle and appease the old school and the new school. This idea that the president's going to get involved in blocking, he's not, he's just talking trash. And I like the guy. I'm actually one of the few people in DC and Montgomery County that like him, but it doesn't matter. He's talking trash. He's not going to interject himself. I hate this whole thing, actually.
I mean, I've always found it weird that people feel they can weigh in on the name of a privately held company. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, That's their company. It's not a publicly owned company. I mean, they claim they're stewards of the city or whatever, but it's a privately owned company. They can name it whatever they want.
Where do you stand on the city council and all this stuff? Eventually getting the votes. Obviously, the deadline passed. I actually like that the city council is being financially responsible. I think that's smart.
Yeah. It's a complicated deal, and I think you have to be. This affects so many people in D.C. It does take some time to vet. I think it'll get done by the end of July, personally. Just, you know, the more I hear about it, and I think they are trying to expedite it. And I think if it does get done at the end of July, it puts them in good position. I think when you sort of, you think about it dragging on until like August, September, that's when it becomes crunch time and you wonder if they'll lose out on some of these big events that they want to host in like 2030, 2031 with World Cups, Rugby World Cups, other events that are coming through. That could be a big first 3 years for the stadium if they can open in time. I mean, they could have, you know, Women's World Cup, Rugby World Cup. They could theoretically get a Super Bowl within the first 2 years of opening. Mm-hmm. So that could be big for them.
Have you ever, I don't know if this is something that you've particularly researched, like some of our local guys like Rick Snyder has been, you know, studying this for years. Like the viability of Maryland, if they ever just got frustrated with timeline, forget about the other stuff. If they just got frustrated with timeline. Is that financially a viable option at this point, or is that also just pretty much not a thing?
I mean, yeah, but they're not going back to Maryland. They own the stadium they're in. There's no lease. I know there's always been this misconception that there's a lease.
Yeah.
They own that place.
Yeah.
The only thing there was with regarding 2027 is there's some covenant that says they cannot leave before 2027.
Right.
But they can stay as long as they want. So, yeah, theoretically, they could stay there, but...
No, but I'm saying build a new one if they just got frustrated with D.C.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility, but, you know, would they really?
You just don't think that's going to happen.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I think that, I mean, because, I mean, they've claimed D.C. is a spiritual home of the team. It'd be very hard to walk this one back. I mean, this has been... a long time. I know Monumental fell through, so there is a precedent, but it'd be hard to walk this one. And this is what they want. This is what the fans want. They know that. I think they keep it in their back pocket for leverage. I would be surprised if they ever go back there. And Virginia is different because they don't have a sports authority. So if they were to use, unless they privately funded the entire stadium, Virginia would have to, you know, go through. Mm-hmm. A significant amount of legislation to be able to put in some public funding.
All right, give us some clarity here. I'm sure if you had it, you'd be writing all about it on the McLaurin situation. We understand the complication based on the age and their productivity. We all get it. Everyone understands they're kind of in a pickle. But of all people to pick a stand, that this is going to be the guy that we're going to be fiscally responsible and we're going to do the right. Like, it just, to me, that's the part that I'm stunned about. Sometimes as an owner in professional sports, you overpay people. And it works out for you, and sometimes it doesn't. I'm just stunned at this point that they're taking a stand with this guy who literally, on paper, by all accounts, seems like the perfect human.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that really throws people is, like, he's everything you would want. And like a team leader, he's great on the field, great off the field. I mean, he's good with everybody, good with media. He's, you know,
just a good person.
He's like that
by all
perfect
accounts.
Ambassador for the team. I'm surprised it's dragged on this long. Frankly, I still hold out hope that maybe it gets done this week, but we'll see. It doesn't sound like there's been much movement. But again, I think when we hear one side being very vocal. And the other side not saying anything at all. Mm-hmm. You just have to remember that we're hearing one side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does no communication mean? Does that mean there's been no back and forth? Has one side presented an offer and the other side hasn't gotten back to them? Has it been, you know, no response to a counter? What does that mean exactly? And we haven't gotten clarity on that. And where it leads from here, I mean, I'm still not totally... I mean, I think Terry would... probably hold out of training camp, but how long would that go? Because you think about, you know, the age does matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When has it ever worked out for a receiver to ever hold out for an entire season than be able to come back successfully.
No, he can't.
No
do
matter
that.
The age,
he can't do that,
Nikki.
You can't do that.
He's not going to.
And then the longer you drag on, it just hurts him and the team. And Terry's never been about that.
Mm-hmm. No, he's going to have to do a hold in and then eventually play.
Is that the move? Like, do you think he holds in so to avoid the $50K fine per day?
Yeah, that's probably the move. He's not going to do that. He's not going to get fined $50K.
He's not going to do that. Yeah. But would he hold out the first few days? It's hard to say without really. Maybe, but then do you lose leverage once he comes back, I guess. But, yeah, it's a tough one. It's not, I would say it's not as clear-cut as so many people think. I think there are complications with it, especially the fact that he still has another year left. His average on this deal is, what, 22.7, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there are some – they could definitely get it done. I think, like everybody, wish they had done it a month or two ago.
Is this the Belichick influence for AP starting in New England?
Maybe. I mean, like, I would say it's not just Belichick. I mean, they did it in San Francisco. They did it in Denver, too. I mean, they waited until the nth hour to give Von Miller his first max deal. And then I mean, players sign before him and set new floors every time, so they end up paying more, which is, you know. But the receiver market has exploded here, so it's like, it's different. But maybe that's an influence, but you also have other guys in the front office, like Sosna, and, I mean, he's re-upped guys early before, and they did re-up Sam Cosmi early. Mm-hmm. So.
Since you mentioned Von Miller, what did that signing signal to you?
I think it shows that not that there was really any doubt, but they're really trying to go for it this season. They have the oldest roster I've seen. I think they average, 30, 31 years old among the new guys they brought on this offseason. But, you know, this is a guy who's a premier pass rusher, was in the prime of his career, and when he's healthy, he's still better than, I would say, 80-90% of most pass rushers. He's still got a get-off and a bend that is unlike any other, and I covered him for 6 years in Denver, and he's a freak athlete. He's just a freak athlete. The question now will always be his health, because he's 36 now. He's had some really significant injuries over the last 4 years or so. But he came on late last season, so if he can maintain that, he could be a big help to them, even as like a third down rusher, as a special down rusher. I mean, he could be a big boost to that line.
Any concern about him fitting into the locker room? Because last year so much was made about the culture and the brotherhood, and they seemed like last season they were very intentional about bringing in certain types of players. Whether it was Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, veterans who were team leaders, any concern there with Von Miller?
No, absolutely not. Von Miller is like that kid in high school who gets along with everybody, sort of like the athletic guys, the nerdy guys. He gets along with everybody. He has off-the-field baggage, though, no question. I mean, he has had some very significant issues. Mm-hmm. But when he's in the locker room, he's great. So I guess that's the thing they're banking on. You know, it does run counter to some of the things they've said in the past about getting the right character, but there are other players on the team that have that. But I think when Von is at the facility, he's the perfect guy. Like, he's great with everybody, great with media, great with players. Mm-hmm. He's like an overgrown kid.
Well, Nikki, there are a lot of question marks based on who they brought in the offseason. Even starting last year with Lattimore, okay? I think Lattimore's going to have a good year. Guy across the table from me, EB, doesn't. He thinks he's a fraud, but we'll see.
Well, I just think they got damaged goods.
Okay, you might be right, but I think he's going to be healthy, and I think he's going to play well. But in terms of this year, we just talked about Von Miller. Kinlaw, they bring Kinlaw in, question mark. Debo, question mark. I'm a big Debo guy. I think he's going to be good. We've already talked about McLaurin. You know, they traded a lot of capital to get guys like Tunsil and Lattimore, bringing in a couple of veteran DBs and Jonathan Jones and Will Harris. I mean, what's the biggest question in your eyes based on the guys they brought in?
I'd say the biggest question among specific players, to me, it's Kinlaw. I mean, I know his average value for like a starting D-line is not that bad. What, 15 or so a year? It's not that bad, but he's never really lived up to the production that, you know, with his draft status, and Adam Peters knows him well, and they declined his fifth-year option in San Fran. I think you're still waiting to see him sort of live up to his potential, and maybe he could here. Maybe Quinn and Witten are the best way to use him on the line. But he is a more questionable one. I mean, I thought going into the offseason they would really look at, you know, a premier pass rusher, and they went more interior, but I also think you have to look at the past. I mean, this is a team that had four first-rounders on the defensive line mm-hmm. and couldn't do much of anything. So maybe, you know, having a couple bigger-name guys and, I guess, quote-unquote role players is the better way to go. We'll see. But he's the one that I'm like, I don't know about that one. The others I could see. I mean, they're going for veterans. They want to surround Jaden with veterans. And when they traded for Marshawn, you got to remember they were – that was when they were on that big run right before the trading deadline. So, yep, like, their timeline got a little expedited, and then they had that three-game losing streak. But he's another, and I think that's a risk you run with signing a lot of older guys, is some will be able to stay healthy and they look great, and that veteran experience is huge for them. Some will deal with injuries, and that's really tough. And if a lot of them deal with injuries, that's really tough. But this does seem to be a place where Quinn is very cognizant of where a lot of his guys are at, and he's built in some more off days for veterans. He's built in recovery periods throughout the day for every player, and it seemed to really help them mm-hmm. last season. I know Zach Ertz has talked about it a lot.
So what time will you be out there? Are you out there now, or tomorrow the first day?
We're out there later today for just like a walkthrough of the training camp setup.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Wednesday is the first day of practice, and that's like starts at 9. I'll be out there like 8-ish.
You'll be out there early. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you here in the next couple of weeks to give us updates.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate
you,
it.
That's Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. We'll be right back.
You know, we've talked about this before. I think even Drab mentioned this last week about a viral Instagram account that was AI. There's one that Daily Mail is writing about that popped up at Wimbledon,
mm-hmm.
and she's got like 165,000 followers or whoever created the page. And I'm looking at the pictures, and they acknowledge
what are the pictures of
her at Wimbledon. It's just a beautiful woman, mm-hmm. like literally beautiful, and she's digitally created. She's not a real thing. She looks like the realest thing I've ever seen. I would never know it was AI. Never in a million years would I know it's AI. They have her like sitting in her chair, like almost upskirt photo, like they're really titillating types of photos. And I mean,
somebody's getting rich off it.
I mean, I would think they are, but they're acknowledging that it is AI. But yet she's literally getting, and because people are just dumb. It just shows you how dumb people are. They don't pay attention.
And horny. Horny,
well,
too.
She's getting proposals. Like, wow. People are proposing to her.
I mean, graspers.
It's like, you got to see. JP, I'm going to send you this, and you just tell me. I'm just going to put it real quick in our chat, like on Twitter, right? Do I have it? I don't even know.
Did you tweet it?
No, I don't want to tweet it. I mean, I can. I just a pain in my ass.
So the fact that
I just want you to see it.
So the fact that
Daily Mail.
Yeah.
So it's not like they inserted a real person into the photo. That photo is totally fake.
It's a fake photo. Yeah. You're seeing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like
I don't get it either.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean,
how real it looks.
She looks 100% real.
It's the most real thing I've ever seen.
She looks like a supermodel.
I feel like I'm pretty good at detecting AI, you know, most things online. This is the most
Well, how about the story last week we talked about with the band, the AI band?
Same thing.
Yeah.
On Spotify, and they got like millions and millions of hits, and they had to admit, they can't play a concert. They're freaking
they're just
fake.
Just out of thin air.
And this is where it gets crazy. First of all, part of me says, screw it, why aren't we doing this and never admit it's AI and actually give upskirt photos and show the Hey Nanny, the fake Hey Nanny, and let's just make money and be done. Just quit this dumb show. I don't know why we're not doing it.
Not you want to cash in on it?
Let's just cash AI, in.
Yeah, you want to cash in on it.
I do hate it.
Right.
But if everyone else is doing it, why not? I'm not above it. Let's just do it and be done with this. Be done with getting up at 4 in the morning.
Everybody's publishing fake upskirts, then how is everybody going to profit off of it and make money off of it?
Well, people are stupid. People are proposing to this stupid
world is filled with dumb people.
Man, people are so dumb. You just don't acknowledge. I mean, Cakes, look at this. I know you don't care. I'm just, look at these photos. JP, can you tweet it? Look how real this person looks.
So,
do you think that that's an AI?
I mean, at first glance, I would say no. Now, are all the other people in those photos also AI, or is she getting superimposed?
I don't know how they came up
with
it.
What's happening here?
I don't know how they came up with it.
I would think that everybody else is not. They don't look like, they look like real people.
Okay. I mean, she looks like a real person. But
the entire thing is AI. All of it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, who knows?
Staging, umbrellas, everything.
No way.
Yeah, who knows?
So those people in the background are AI.
Yes. Everything's
it's
fake.
The whole thing is fake.
It shows you how insane artificial intelligence is, and it's just like it's times a million every day. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I don't know. I'm almost speechless.
I just try not to.
I'm almost speechless.
I try not to let it affect me.
I know. I understand, but it just. You understand what's happening under our eyes, and we don't even pay attention.
I understand AI is growing like exponentially every single day.
I know, but it's going to get to a point where it's insane.
Didn't they superimpose Paul Walker into one of the Fast and Furious movies?
I'm sure they have.
Well, everybody's going to come out with a new John Wayne movie, I'm sure. I mean, of course. But it's just, did you see the video yesterday of the guy that's having a relationship with a robot?
Well, he's
literally having a relationship with a robot.
He's a loser.
And the robot has a breakdown, like you'd see, and it's the scariest thing you've ever seen. A robot has a glitch, and then it's a woman robot, and the woman says, "Oh my God, I'm sorry. What the F is going on?" But the robot just had a glitch.
Is he having relations with the robot? Is it that advanced?
I have no idea what they're doing, but he's like sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
The robot's over in a corner, and all of a sudden the robot glitches out. And it's the most terrifying thing you've ever seen.
I saw a pretty cool one, though, of a robot just giving out popcorn.
Okay.
It's like the future of movie theaters.
Right.
It was a robot that looked like Will Smith's iRobot. And it's, you mean, if I get quick service, I'll take a robot
You'll be better when a robot JP strolls through the door and sits down in your seat. And does 5 and 10.
Some would say he's already a robot.
I mean,
right.
You'll be bitter when an AI JP comes in.
How many followers is this AI?
Well, it said it got 160,000 over the week of Wimbledon.
Oh.
260. They say they have this account. I don't even know how to talk. He, she, whatever, has a AI storyteller sister named Anna that has 266,000 followers. They're acknowledging it's AI.
Anna and Mia are sisters?
Yes, I guess. JP, please tweet it so people can see.
I can't find it.
All right. Can you send in the story?
I just tweet it on yours, and then I'll retweet it.
I just put it on Junk's Radio. I think I put it on, let me see, paste, copy, paste. That's how advanced we are. All right. Check Junk's Radio's DMs. I don't want that on my account.
You just don't want it littering your feed?
Put it on Junk's Radio's account. There you go. They're the most realistic photo. And I mean, Valdez, it's only a matter of time before people are just 100% watching adult content that's fake. Fake adult content.
I think they already make that.
I know they do, but like where it's everywhere. Like, why would you even subject yourself to it? Just do it.
That's sad. The era of the porn star is over.
Yeah. Think about it. It's over. It's over.
They're going to have to find a new line of work. They're going to have to climb the media ladder and work at radio.
It's the realest thing you've ever seen.
She looks,
it's the realest thing you've ever seen. I just don't think people could tell. Like, if they put a photo of, like, a politician, like, Trump in a, looks like Superman with, like, you say, okay, AI, right? It's obvious. This looks like the most natural thing you've ever seen.
Is she going to the City Open this week?
She's probably playing it. I mean, who knows?
Is she going to make an appearance here in D.C.?
Yeah. You mean, like, in the stands? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the third picture, the third picture down where she's twirling her hair, that looks fake.
The third picture down?
Well, she's twirling her hair stands. That kind of looks fake. But the first one you see of just her face, I mean, she looks like she's a real girl.
One, that one looks real. That one looks real. I don't know which one you're talking about where she's twirling her hair.
She's twirling her hair.
Oh, that one?
The third picture.
That one
now.
To me looks totally real. How do you...
I mean, she looks real. It looks fake of what she's doing. That she's twirling her hair in the stands at Wimbledon. You know what I mean?
That to me, it just looks like any other influencer posing for a pick. Mm-hmm. Right? What do you think, Drab?
I think you're easily convinced by a lot of stuff you see on the internet. This doesn't look that real to me. I mean, she looks... It looks similar.
You really?
I mean, so I can tell that's AI.
You can tell?
Of course.
What are you, Superman? How can you tell?
Bring me 100 photos. I'll tell you.
Oh, you'll debunk real from AI.
Oh, please do that.
Do you think?
Please do that.
Do you think?
I mean, if you hadn't told me that was AI, I would look at that
in
initially
years,
and not think it's
most
a robot.
Well, you guys, you're not training yourself then. We see this stuff all day, every day, so you know it's.
Now, I can. Like, if I'm on Twitter and
she just
looks
like a pretty girl.
Here's when I can tell you I know it's AI. When I'm on Twitter, I see the cat dipping the fries in the deep fat fryer wearing a McDonald's costume. I know that.
Right, because it's so preposterous.
Yeah. I know that's a fake. But this chick sitting in the stands at Wimbledon eating strawberries and cream,
I think
it would have taken me a while to figure it out.
I think you're stroking yourself a little bit, like your ego here, thinking that you can sniff that out. No way.
Eric, I was telling you last week about all the goobers who follow these people. Like,
I understand, and I referenced you, but you couldn't pick this
Drab
out.
Drab t-shirt, AI sleuth. It's extraordinaire.
Shocker, the old Junkies TV producer follows this chick. There's not a hot chick on Instagram that Dougie doesn't follow. I mean,
calling him out.
Well, I mean,
that's
it's
so
just,
funny.
It's... Every just, attractive chick I
it's
see.
It's like clockwork.
Every viral attractive chick.
This guy's got, he's beat me to the punch.
Right. I don't know. If people are seeing the photos, JP put it on Twitter, Junks Radio.
I don't know. The DM hasn't come through on my phone. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, because I didn't hit send. There you go. I pasted it. I didn't hit send. Now
tech
it's there.
Tech
now
wizardry there. At its finest.
All right, I pasted it. I didn't hit send.
Mia Zulu. That's her name.
When you see it, you tell me what the telltale, like, I'll believe you if you could say, here's why I know. Like, when you see a Photoshop thing, you could say, oh, with the Kardashian. Oh, look, you can see the corners don't line up, or the water's not right, or boob is off. But in these AI pics, this batch in particular,
I mean, I don't
where
know.
Is the telltale?
It's difficult to explain. It just does, it looks too polished. When something looks too polished, You can tell, like, this human skin doesn't look like that.
Wow,
I don't
see that.
You don't have a trained eye. No, you're just too old. No offense,
I just don't think you're too old.
Like,
I just don't think
this
you
genre,
do that.
Like how your parents didn't understand computers,
yeah,
and they could never get it, and they're punching it with one finger.
Yeah,
that's you. That's
you're like 10 years younger than me. You're almost 50.
I'm 12 years younger than
you're
you.
You're closing in on 50.
And I'm on the edge of this.
I agree.
I disagree.
With you. It's passing us by. We're becoming technophobes with AI.
Yeah,
it happens. Technophobes to with like regular computer stuff.
I agree with that. I disagree that he can look at that picture and know that's AI. I just disagree.
He claims he can.
He's
full lying?
Of himself.
You think he's just a liar.
I think he's feeling himself.
Okay.
We have to do a test.
Well, then bring up some Instagram accounts.
I don't know how to do it. See, I don't know what's real, what's
stumbling
not.
Stumbling block for us. We don't know what's legit and what is not.
I mean, the viral one.
It's very hard to tell. Daily Mail had an article a week ago, and they're showing four different girls.
Yeah.
They all look pretty real.
It's all AI?
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
Some of them look a little fake, but with filters, like, they're real people that use filters that make themselves look fake. So that's what's hard to distinguish for me.
I mean, there's billions of attractive people. She looks like one of the billions of attractive people. I mean, what's the telltale sign? Show me the
skin. Is it just the skin?
She looks like a tan girl.
Yeah, she looks
skin,
like she's tan.
The eyes.
What's wrong with the eyes?
But like, here's totally different ones, EB. You can just paint out a whole article about. Now, some of them look a little fake.
Yeah,
but
that looks a little too polishy, right?
Yeah, but
looks freaking real.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like this one out on the street,
mm-hmm.
It just looks butt real.
It looks like a modeling photo.
Yeah. And this, we're in the infancy stages of this. Imagine what it's going to look like, I don't know, next Friday, you know, and then a year from now, 2 years from now.
Maybe they'll have an AI photo of Terry McLaurin signing his new contract.
That'd be nice.
Is that going to be real or fake?
AI at this point.
Would that be real or fake?
I think at this point it'd be fake, Jason.
Yeah. Hey, are you locked in to going to see Jurassic, whatever it's called?
Am I locked in? No, I'm not locked
Somebody
in.
Somebody said, tell Jason, don't go see it. It's awful.
It's terrible.
Oh, really?
Did you see it?
It's not good.
Usually one person influences
one bad
you.
Then you're just out.
One random tweet.
Probably all I need.
Valdez, did you already see it on our thing? Yeah.
I watched it. Yeah. I thought it was decent.
Yeah, did you watch a cam video?
The picture was a lot better this time.
I probably will not go see it now.
I give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Oh, 3.5. Terrible. All right.
That's terrible.
Not terrible.
3.5 out of 5. I mean, that's
to get somebody to spend $100 to go to a movie.
Yeah,
these
I mean,
days,
is that worth spending $50 to $60, $70?
You better, it better be a 4.5.
Tell Teresa plans are ruined. Date is shelved.
She won't care. She'll want to keep seeing it. She doesn't care about the critics. I don't care. I just want to see it.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'll have to talk to her. Talk
or
to
see
her.
F1.
Kind of out on F1.
Hey,
people say F1's good.
F1. The Poirier fight, even though he lost, people seem to be happy with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed fine.
I did not get the bet in. And luckily, it didn't hit. When the Nats were just getting beaten again, I was like, yeah. I hope James Wood doesn't hit a tater.
I think he struck out three times.
Yeah, he did. Ever since the home run derby, he just can't hit a ball.
Yeah. He had a bad series.
Yeah, the bet did not get placed. Right. Got it.
Right. Save the money.
Save us $10.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Junkies text line presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Lido Pizza serves pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations or to place your order. Go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, you miss any part of the show, you can grab a podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Just use the term Sports Junkies. Of course, we let off the show talking a lot about Donald Trump's statements yesterday, released 2 on Truth Social, saying that the Commanders should change their name back to the Redskins. We've got our poll of the day. I haven't checked it lately. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Let me guess. All right.
There were 3 options in terms of, do you want them to go back to Redskins? There was yes, no, and don't care over it.
All right. Percentage of fans who want the Skins back, 73%.
58%.
Oh, still at 58.
I thought it'd be higher than that.
1,636 votes. 15% say no. Mm. And 27% don't care over it. I think that's where I fall.
You just passed dealing with the name.
Where do you fall?
I'd like them to go back to Skins, personally.
If I were a huge Skins fan, I would want them to go back to Skins.
Obviously. I mean,
like Bickle wants them to go back to Skins. I'm not a huge team fan, so it doesn't factor in.
I 100% would love to see them go back, but I'm a pragmatic person, and I don't see them doing it because I think it makes them vulnerable to future advertiser pullouts, etc. And I just think we're losing this one.
I feel it was presidential bluster.
He's the king of ADs, the guy that wants attention. He's out there just tweeting away.
You know, move your eyeballs off of what other people are talking about. Let's talk about this. Change the narrative a little bit. I don't think it really has an impact. Now, Rick Snyder seems to think maybe it could have an impact. We'll see what happens here with the stadium and everything. I also agree with you, EB. I don't think Josh Harris has an interest in doing it.
I think he,
and I don't know how he'd have to navigate it. Now, ultimately, he is the managing partner, but he does have all these other minority owners.
Yeah, he has to be responsible to them, I think.
And I hadn't really thought about it. Blitzer you know, is part of the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some equity in the Guardians and this team.
He's got equity in a lot. I looked him up on Wikipedia. He's got his hands in about 30 different teams.
Yes.
If you're a businessman, you're not going to take over a top, like, as much as I would love it. But the marketplace has spoken, unfortunately, and it's like a toxic name for advertisers. And I think it's sad, but that's the reality. I don't see it happening.
But some people are fired up. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Do you think Trump moved the ball? Snyder kind of thinks that maybe he did.
Nah.
When we had Rick Snyder on the show.
Snyder thinks he's moved the ball, that they're going to change the name, and he thinks Darren McLaurin's going to sign in the next 12 hours.
He's very optimistic, that Rick Snyder.
Yeah.
That Drabby, you look like you're desperate to say something.
Well, back to what I said earlier. This is how Trump operates. He throws stuff out there, builds momentum. Everyone laughed at him when he said it on the tarmac a few weeks ago. They're like, what was that weird thing? Let's just forget about it and move on. And here we are 2 weeks later. Now he's doubling down on a Sunday, two posts on social media. Everyone's in his ear saying, yeah, that's great. That's great. People are loving this. Keep
right,
going.
But he's not gonna
and this
act
is what he
it.
Does. When he does, every idea that he comes up with, he throws out there. That's how the whole tariffs thing started. He just threw it out there and people were like,
No, why not? He's been playing tariffs for 10 years.
He does, he throws out there first to test the waters. He knows everyone's all excited today. His name's all... Why wouldn't he stop the lease deal now? He knows he can. He knows he can get involved.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
Of course he has bigger fish to fry.
He's not going to fire the guy Powell or either, and he says he's not going to do it. He's just talking trash. He's also playing because he knows his base, who I'm one of, his base... likes this kind of stuff.
Yes, and then sometimes these things that he's playing to his base, he actually
sometimes they do.
Signs executive
this is
orders.
One where it's not. You know why? Because the owner doesn't even want it.
It doesn't. You're not listening. He doesn't care what the owner wants. No. He might just get involved just for the sake of for his base to get people supporting him.
Of course,
he
cares what the owner wants. He can't make the owner change his name to something the owner doesn't want.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's going to screw up the stadium deal.
Well, that's a separate issue. I doubt he'll even do that. He's not going to get involved.
No, I'm not saying he's going to force the team to change their name to Redskins.
The city's trying to do that.
Yeah, he's going to pick his battles.
They're doing a good job screwing that up.
He's not going to sink his teeth and waste time on this.
There's also a possibility they're in cahoots.
Who?
Harris and Trump. You don't know. Harris has been in the Oval Office.
You're buying the Florio theory, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah, Florio
was
I don't believe
let me tell you something. Mike Florio was the biggest hater of the Redskins name outside of Mike Wise 5 years ago. No, he's not. He said, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but he's
tired
of fighting.
He's going to do whatever he wants.
He's just saying he's that because he's tired of fighting.
Right. He doesn't care. He says he's over it.
Yeah.
Mike Florio is over the Redskins slur.
That is kind of shocking.
That's not true. If you text him right now, text him right now and say, Mike, because I know you guys text, do you think that they should be called the Redskins? He would tell you. Nikki thinks it's a racist name,
he would say,
which I think is an incorrect take.
He would say, personally, I think no, but I don't really care anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's just my point. Nobody cares. We moved on.
I did chuckle at Make Indians Great Again. That made me laugh, personally.
He's funny.
I mean, that made me laugh.
Yeah. I wish it would go back. It ain't going to go back. It makes him too
probably
vulnerable.
Not happening.
Yeah. Not going to go back.
Though it would be, I mean... It would be a huge reveal if they came back. I mean,
of course.
It would be. They would sell all the merch.
The big tell for me, and I said this earlier in the show, and I've said it for months, was when Josh Harris went to the podium and he said, it's not going to change for obvious reasons. That, to me, indicated he was okay with the sentiment to change the name.
For obvious reasons, money.
Well, obvious reasons meaning... in my opinion, that he thinks it's some sort of derogatory thing that's intentionally derogatory.
I don't think Josh Harris is one bit offended by the term Redskins, if I had to guess.
I don't think so either, but I think he's placating to that crowd.
Right. He could be.
He could be
playing. What if his partner Blitzer is?
Wolf?
Well, you know what? He's the managing partner. He can bitch Blitzer and everybody else around if he wants to.
Yeah, except Blitzer owns every other team.
Yeah, they
with
have
him.
A percentage,
that's,
too.
That's fine.
He has a responsibility to those
he's
guys.
He's the boss.
It makes him too vulnerable because the next FedEx that pulls $40 million or $100 million.
Mm. Yeah, but what about
next Coke that does it.
Yeah, but what about companies that encourage people to or encourage people to spend money for people or for things like that?
What
you know what
mean?
I mean?
No, I don't know.
I'm saying
what you're saying about
it. What if he partners up with companies that like the term Redskins?
Yeah. I'm saying Bud Light had a huge marketing shift.
Right.
They marketed towards a certain demographic, then all of a sudden they completely went in the opposite direction.
Right.
There's companies that
right. They went right.
I'm just saying there's companies that support that line of thinking. And you think for whatever reason every single company is going to pull out sponsorship.
Don't put words in my mouth. I never said all. It just makes you vulnerable to particular ones. You have no idea who it could be that are powerful, that have a lot of money. And then, I mean, somebody's saying 90 companies refuse to advertise with them. You can't overcome it, even though I think that they're wrong.
But also,
why would you risk that again?
That was a societal shift that was 10 years ago.
I don't necessarily
think that's the same way that society thinks today.
I agree with you. There's been a cultural change, but I think those winds go back and forth. They go back and forth. You're too vulnerable.
Think that type of extreme thinking, the people that think that way,
mm-hmm.
are kind of like moths to a flame. Where all of a sudden that was the trendy thing to do at that period of time. And then 5 years, 10 years down the road, whenever you think this other paradigm shift is going to happen, they're not necessarily going to come after the Redskins name again.
Well, I think that those people are wishy-washy, and they'll go with wherever the wind blows.
I know. Who's saying that the wind is going to blow on the name?
I just think that historically these things go back and forth.
So what would they say if 50 Native American tribes sign on for the name to be changed back to Redskins?
Ever really about that. I don't know.
Of course it's about that. If it's offensive to Native Americans, and they're all on board with it.
There were plenty of Native American groups that were okay with it, that made it known they were okay with it. It didn't matter. The loud minority mattered.
If they do it right, and Harris wants it to be back, and they do it right, and he's got Trump forcing his, you know.
You see a path where it could happen.
I don't know.
My brain can get there.
Right.
My brain can get there.
They're dangling all this stuff in front of you, the uniforms, the logo all the time.
That's just to appease the old base.
Well, because the base wants the name.
No, it's to appease the old heads. Hey, guys, we're not going to change the name back, but here, you can buy a few jerseys, or you can look at this picture here with the logo, but we're not going to change it back.
Okay. They can be the Washington
HBO drop
whatevers.
Max, EB.
What?
HBO drop Max. Going back to HBO.
They realize they screwed up.
Not nearly as toxic.
They screwed it up.
All right. If you want to weigh in, 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.